Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on KISW, 99.9, The Rock of Seattle, and we have a band called TV Star in studio. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's
Hello.
Up?
Welcome up. Let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in TV Star.
I'll start. My name is Ashlyn, and I am the vocalist.
Awesome.
My name is Che. I play guitar.
My name is Brian. I also play guitar.
My name is Tucker. I play the drums.
Cool. Right on. So we're going to be playing some songs from your debut album. Is that right?
Debut. It's like a EP, debut EP, we'd call it.
Okay.
Not quite a full length, but
somewhere in there.
You know? Not quite not.
Yeah. I don't know. So how'd you guys meet? You know, what's the origin story in Marvel times?
I feel like you should take this. Because you two started.
Yeah, well, Brian and I originally met. So he was playing in a band with my girlfriend when her and I started seeing each other.
Yeah,
she was doing a band with Brian.
What band?
We never ended up playing any shows or recording any music. So
never came to pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never happened.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that band did not work out. And then Brian and I started another band called Mel's Hole.
Okay.
Also never managed to play a show.
Sure.
And after that, we started jamming.
Third time's a charm.
Exactly. Well, we started jamming what would become the first TV Star songs, just him and I. And we were looking for someone to sing in the band. And, and I've known Ashlyn for a really long time through punk.
Awesome.
It's
how we all know each other.
Yeah,
punk.
Exactly.
How do you know each other? It's like people ask, how do I know my girlfriend? Punk.
Yeah, just standard punk stuff. And but I think that I had seen Ashton's other band do Black Sabbath at Halloween.
That's awesome.
And I
at the Highline?
No, it was at a house. Yeah. She's at a house.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I had known that they sang, but I think that was when I was like, oh yeah,
yeah.
You actually
really can sing, and I had known that, but we posted on Instagram who can sing like an angel. Who
do I know? I so modestly said I can sing like an angel.
So did you grow up were you in choir?
I've always sung. I went to college for a little bit for jazz vocal composition.
Yeah.
And Tucker and I were in a band together a while back as well. We've been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. And that's how Tucker joined the group.
So you guys came as a unit?
Well,
it was like the two units coming together.
Yeah.
Tucker was a later addition. We've been through some lineup changes, some personnel changes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I came in at just the right time, and they were releasing a great EP.
Yeah,
I just got to sit behind the kit.
You're like, I did it all, guys.
Play along,
yeah, I totally added to this.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Cool. Okay, so you were saying though, you did jazz vocals.
Yes. Yeah.
In college, and then you were in other bands.
Yeah, I was in a band called Control Test, which
awesome.
Was like a synth punk band,
cool.
And we were together for 6 years. I guess we never officially broke up. You know, COVID happened.
Here in Seattle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. We went on a few tours. And then I was in Valley with Tucker, which is like a shoegaze band.
Awesome.
And we were a band for a few years. And we put out a record. And now I'm in this band.
Right on. Yeah. So was this something that really kind of took, how would I say? Is this something that kind of really formed and started to get going during the pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we started playing all together, like right at the beginning of things kind of shutting down.
Yeah, I think we had our first few practices with Ashlyn, and Waylon, who played drums in the band for the first little while, February of 2020. So we had probably a good three practices maybe before we
we're gonna
had to
kill
stop.
It. Yeah, we're gonna go out on the road. Oh
yeah, it was so sad. It was so sad, but we kept going. We kept, as soon as it was safe to like mask up and practice again, we were doing that weekly and writing. We were writing like from our homes as well. We made it work.
Yeah, and it gave us like a good amount of time to like write and jam and kind of like work the vibe out without having to like embarrass ourselves by playing shows too soon or anything, you know.
We have certainly lived through a weird time, like, you know, the last 3 and some months, right? So like there were so many different things that we pivoted towards to, you know, kind of give us some taste of something, right? So there were the live streams, which were cool, but then I started to be like, it's just not the same, right? Mm-hmm. It was cool, but you know, I can't lie. I was starting to kind of not pay attention to the live streams as much toward the end there. But Zoom interviews and stuff, you know, it was like hoarding cats. Or it was like wrangling cats. Hoarding cats. What is that? It was like wrangling cats. But you made it out and you put out a record. And now we're back to full capacity shows and everything. You guys have toured?
Yes.
Yeah, we've done a couple mostly West Coast tours.
Yeah.
We have a tour coming up. Later in July,
yeah,
we're gonna do 4 shows in the Midwest with a band called Pony, some friends of ours from Canada, and then we're gonna do about a week and a half of shows just ourselves out in the Midwest and back towards here.
Awesome. Yeah. Something I kind of buried the lead here. You guys are gonna be playing at the end of, or mid July here, July 18th, at the Alma with Super Crush, Dog Breath, and New You. Again, Alma is an awesome venue in Tacoma. And again, that's July 18th. So, Shay, you have, is that how you say it? Shay?
Yeah.
Shay?
Yeah.
Okay. You've been in so many different bands. How many tours of the United States have you done?
I've actually not done that many full U.S. tours.
Okay.
But
various tours of
various
different parts
tours
of the United
and regional
States.
Tours. I mean, I feel on one hand like I haven't done that much compared to people that I know, but it's been.
But you know people that tour for forever.
There's like always going to be, you know, a dirtbag that tours harder than you, you know.
So let's go into one of your songs. We're going to go into a song called In Between. And anyone want to introduce this? Tell me something about In Between.
This was maybe one of the first.
Yeah, I think Che wrote the bass line and the lead guitar line to this, probably like the third song we worked on before Ashlyn was even in the group.
Cool.
And very pleased with how it shaped up, you know, into going in to record the EP. We saved it. And I guess it just took some time to write so that we didn't put it out with the first 4 singles and got to save it for the EP.
Yeah.
Right on. Were you stoked to join and put your vocals on all these awesome songs?
Yeah, I was a little nervous because I had never written anything like this before, but okay. I think we come together nicely.
That's awesome. Yeah. You're listening to Loud and Local. It's TV Star In Between on The Rock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Loud and Local, it's KISW on the Rock, and we're with a band called TV Star. You just heard a song called In Between, and they're going to be playing July 18th at Alma with Super Crush, Dog Breath, and New You. So looking forward to that show, right smack dab in the middle of summer. Awesome venue in Tacoma. So many good bands from Tacoma, you know, past and present. Trying to do a little segue here into, like, you know what I mean? So favorite Northwest band or bands of all time. It doesn't have to be a band. It can be an artist like a Jimi Hendrix or whoever. Favorite artists and bands from the Northwest. And Ashland, let's start with you.
Oh, of course. I'm on the spot. I actually did think about this for a little bit, but I could go into my all-time, but I think right now my favorite artist is Sunspots. I listen to them every day.
So good.
I'm not going to lie.
Saw them at the New Frontier, and I saw you there.
And I was there as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, there we go.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that's my answer.
Great band.
Segue from, you know, earlier, Sunspots, my girlfriend's band, who was singing in this band with Brian and I that never came to be.
Okay.
Anyway. So it's all connected.
Yeah.
Ashlyn, I need to know, all time though. What were you going to say?
Can you come back to me?
Okay.
Come back around.
Okay.
This is such a hard question for me to answer because the Northwest is just like been an iconic music place, not even just because of grunge, but like when I first moved out here like 10 or 11 years ago, like I was really drawn to like the punk scene that was happening, like the Iron Lungs Records roster was really crazy. Bands like Nudes and Gag and White Wards and Iron Lung and
Bully.
And Bully. I mean, I really did move out here because Bully broke up and Ian and I started a band.
There we go.
But I would say maybe my all time could be Milk Music.
Whoa. Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Awesome. From Olympia, right?
From Olympia. It's a little contemporary. You know, now they go by Mystic 100s, and their new record is quite amazing.
I didn't know that.
But
that's awesome.
The Mystic 100s LP by Milk Music is like an all-time for me. And the two records they put out before that are just like...
I'm going to have to check that out. I've always heard that name, Milk Music, but I have not delved into it. I'm going to look it up.
It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, Che got me into Milk Music, and I really love all the stuff they've put out, too.
I'm writing that down. Milk Music. Gonna listen tonight. And yeah, how about you, man? So would you say Milk Music?
No. All time, I think I do have to give it to Nirvana because I just grew up with Nirvana like nonstop in my household. But a band that I got super into when I lived in Olympia was the Sonics.
Yeah.
And didn't know for a while that they were a Northwest band. And then
that's cool.
Yeah, learning more about just like seeing old flyers where they would play like the Lakewood Community Center and then taking the Bolt bus through Lakewood and geeking out that, you know, since the 60s, there's been really cool like garage, psyche garage.
Absolutely.
So that's a big one.
It's got like proto-punk almost, right?
Yeah,
like early. Yeah, so that's awesome. And last but not least.
Yeah, I think if I'm going to go all time, it's got to be the producer, Jake One. I've been listening to Jake One for so long. And like
he did John Cena's theme song.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Really?
That's the greatest walkout song ever written. It makes sense. But yeah, his record, White Van Music, and the Stimulus Package with Freeway, I think is some of the best Northwest production I've ever heard.
That's awesome. Apparently, he's really good at golf. Like, incredible golf.
Really?
Yeah. So...
He can do it all.
I mean, you know, when you're as successful as him, you can chill and play some golf, man. Yeah. You know, so right on, man. Okay, so all across the board. So if we mix all those artists together, we kind of get TV Star, right?
For right? sure. You're on track.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. We got it. So who did you record the album with?
So we recorded the album with our friends Peter and Robbie in the Forest Ray Studios, which is, at the time it was in Lake Forest Park, but they moved to Northgate now.
Awesome.
It's like a home studio, and it was all analog. It was 24 track.
Really? Yeah.
16 yeah. maybe?
No, it was 24, but 20, I think only 21 actually. Of the tracks worked.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Is that nerve-wracking to do analog recording?
I had experience with it, and it can be nerve-wracking, but
tape is not cheap.
It's not cheap, and it's not as forgiving as digital. Yeah. Punching in is a lot harder. Saving takes is not really a thing, you know. Once you get it, you keep it. But I think it created kind of like a more raw, authentic vibe for our first EP, which, I think turned out well.
Awesome.
Yeah, really, that was like what we were looking for, was like something honest, I guess. There's definitely, like, listening back, for me at least, there's, like, definitely a lot of, like, really egregious, like, mistakes and, like, little things are wrong, but it's, like, it all, you know.
Adds character.
It adds a lot of character to it.
I mean, so, like, I'll listen to, and this is a completely different band, right, but I'll listen to old Slayer, and, you know, there's a little bit of mistake here and there, but it adds to the character, right? You're like, it's not to a click. It's not perfect. It's not computerized, digitized. It adds that character, and it makes it, you know, a band, musicians playing live. You know, it's cool.
I think it was like fun too, because it felt like Tetris at times. Mm. You know, I would come and say, hey, I need 5 tracks for this song. You know, I want a double, and I have 3 harmonies. And so, you know, that obviously wasn't possible for me to take 5 of the 21. So we had to kind of go in and find, like, okay, this isn't playing there. I can record on this part. Or, you know, we had to work together to figure it out. But
it's like a math equation.
Yeah, kind of.
Figure it out.
I'm terrible at math, so I'm glad it worked out.
So do you guys practice pretty often? Or you guys, you know, kind of just practice before shows? What's the rigorous schedule for TV Star like?
I would say once we were able to start practicing, because we had to take so much downtime with COVID, we got in a really good routine of, like, every week, you know, pretty much no matter what, we were going to be able to practice. We've lessened on that a little bit. We were actually out a practice space for a little bit recently. But we just got into a new spot, and so now it's more just, you know, if everybody can make it, and if everybody's in town, then we try to get together. Because even if we're, like, you know, short a bassist, we'll still, you know, find it worth it to get together and run through the set or work on new songs.
Where's the new space?
SoDo. Okay. In the hometown of Super Crush.
Nice.
SoDo, Washington.
So, okay, are you guys a Seattle band? Are you guys a Tacoma band? Or
Seattle band.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Right on. I didn't want to mischaracterize the band.
One member living in Tacoma. And, okay. I mean, I guess technically one member living in L.A. now, but...
You live in L.A.?
No, Waylon.
Waylon, okay.
So Waylon, who was... He's not here tonight.
Okay.
He is actually in Seattle tonight, but he's working, so he didn't make it.
Fair enough.
He played drums on the EP,
okay,
and our original bassist, KT Ballard, is no longer with the band, and then Waylon started playing bass in the band,
okay,
and Waylon moved to LA, so now we're kind of, and that's like has a large effect on our practice schedule,
because
we kind of now are doing like a rotating cast thing where our friend Alex Haller, who plays in a couple bands with me, will play
Regional Justice Center.
Plays in Regional Justice Center, plays in a band called Video Prick with me as well.
Also works at a cool coffee shop.
So true, yeah.
Shout out, Alex. He plays with us a lot. Our friend Alex Hickel, who's in a great local band called Dead Family Dog.
Okay.
She'll play with us sometimes.
Is the rule that you have to be named Alex, though?
Yeah.
Well, now it is.
Yeah. It's become that.
Alex H., actually.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, one other question that I like to ask bands just to kind of get the range of their musical taste and everything is first album you ever purchased as a kid. And mine was No Doubt Tragedy. I also bought a Christian rap compilation called Resurrection Rap on cassette tape.
That's what's up.
And a WWF theme music cassette tape. So all three one day. Good stuff. Exactly. But it was more so the Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels kind of thing. Sexy Boy by Shawn Michaels. So let's go around the room, starting with you, man. First CD or tape or, you know, iTunes gift card, whatever it is, whatever era it is. The first music you ever purchased with your own money.
Yeah, the first thing I purchased with my own money was Metallica Master of Puppets.
Awesome.
I'd never heard of them before. But okay. It was the album cover. I thought everybody would think I was really cool. it didn't work out that way, but I fell in love with Metallica.
Do you remember where you bought it from? It's like a Fred Meyer?
It was a local CD shop in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay.
And I hate to say I don't remember the name of it. You know, it hasn't been around.
Well, shout out to that place and hooking you up with Metallica. Classic album.
Californication.
All right.
Need I say more?
I gotta say, you know, I might get some hate. I think that's a good record.
No, it's really aged well.
Scar I think tissue? I
went through a period where I was like, you know, kind of down on the Chili Peppers, but that era especially holds up completely.
California. You could just like put the word California into like any of their lyrics, you know?
It's just
like,
just makes sense.
Across the board. So Californication, right?
Where'd
on
you get from?
Yeah.
Hastings in Spokane Valley, Washington.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out Hastings. Gone but not forgotten. Best place to rent a video, play D&D, read a book.
Are you from Spokane? You know,
I am from Spokane,
Right on. Do you know the band Losing Skin?
I Hardcore don't believe so, area? No.
Okay. I had a friend who used to book shows.
Unfortunately, most of my hardcore music experience was a lot of like... very cringy metalcore that was around in the late 2000s.
Takeover?
So. I've heard of them.
Takeover, yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Che?
So mine, promise I wouldn't go take it here, but I have to. When I was 12 years old, me and my friend Zeke walked down to Toxic Ranch Records in Tucson, Arizona. Uh-huh. Rest in peace. Also gone, but not forgotten. And I bought all on 7-inch format.
Whoa.
Nervous Breakdown, NoFX, 13 Stitches with Glass War, B-side, and Green Day, like Warning in a Minority live on the B-side.
Wow.
And I didn't have a record player, but my friend Zeke was into like turntablism.
It's the punk rock starter pack, dude.
So I went and got those three records, and I don't have them anymore because I left them at his house, and then
and Zeke probably scratched them for eternity.
That's amazing.
But I
do
really
you still know Zeke?
Zeke passed away, unfortunately, but also gone but not forgotten.
Wow.
I really wish I saw that NoFX 7-inch.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
And how about you?
All right. Well, I hate to go after that because mine is not nearly as cool, but...
Not as punk.
It's not. I think I got some Easter money from my parents, and I went to the mall, and I think it was Borders, right? That was the one that's
over. Oh, yeah.
And I bought the Eiffel 65 blue.
Oh, yeah. Classic. See, that was a good CD because not only did it have blue, it had my favorite song on that, Too Much of Heaven. That is a really good song.
You know, those deep tracks.
The deep track from the Eiffel 65, it's really good.
Yeah, that record really does go deep. I mean, I think blue's a great cut, but it only scratches the surface.
Yeah,
only had it for about 2 weeks.
Europop, I think that's what it was called. Yeah.
Pink blue boom box that I dropped down the stairs and it snapped. But, you know, I had it and I'll always remember it.
Dang.
Did anyone else sign up for those like BMG Music Club where you get like 10 CDs for a penny?
My mom was on that. That's when awesome. I was a little kid, so I would get a lot of CDs that
cool.
way.
Cool, Smash Mouth, Fushu Mang, Sugar Ray, cool. Yeah,
the 18s, like ABBA cover record, that was like my Dancing jam Queen. When I was, you know, like 7, 8.
I got one, but it was my mom signed me up for a Christian one. So it was like, so I got like the Christian CDs. So it was like POD, MXPX, DC Talk, you know.
What about Hoobastank? Hoobastank?
No, I didn't get Hoobastank. I got Creed Human Clay. But POD and MXPX, those were like as hard as I got, bro. It's pretty hard. Right on. Well, we're going deep into the rabbit hole of our early memories. Are you guys going to be playing? So you're going to be playing July 18th at Alma. Anything else past that?
After that, that's like the one show we're playing before our Midwest tour.
Yeah.
And when we're back, we're going to play at Barboza August 10th in cool. Seattle.
That's awesome.
Lineup pending currently.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm sure by the time this comes out, it'll be announced and mm-hmm. anyone who cares can look up the flyer.
We're also playing Bumper Shoot.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, yes. We got Bumper Shoot this year.
That's so cool. Yeah. Do you know which day you're playing?
Saturday.
Is that yes. with like AFI?
We're playing the AFI Slater Kenny Day. Yeah.
Wow.
We'll be on the Vera stage. So
that's cool.
If anybody wants, you know, get away from the big crowds for a minute.
That's awesome. That's cool.
I'm really excited. I
we go to a big empty room.
I went to Bumper Shoot a lot as a kid, so
yeah, me
I'm
too.
Really excited to so. Play.
Yeah, I remember.
Me too.
My friend saw, I was younger, but he was boasting. He's like, dude, I just got back from Bumper Shoot. I saw Modest Mouse, Murder City Devils, and Motorhead. And I was like, hey. Holy, back to back to back. I was like, whoa. Holy. I saw Wu-Tang one time at Bumper Shoot, but, and then I saw I Hate God and Pentagram and Prong on one day. That was weird.
Wow. That's not really
They really like yeah. to switch it up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Keep you on your toes.
I feel like I had a friend that always told me about a year he went and it was like Hole and Weezer.
Yep.
And yeah. that yeah. was like, I would give anything to go back and check that one
I out. Saw David Lee Roth one time. That was interesting. who else? Stone Temple Pilots played. Yeah.
I got to see the Jason Bonham Led Zeppelin Experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was the same day or maybe day after same venue as Kendrick Lamar, which is a very bizarre thing. But the Jason Bonham thing was like so cool to see him play John Bonham yeah. parts. And the rest of his band was trying so hard to be Led Zeppelin. And it was pretty tough to watch.
That's funny. Well, you guys are going to be playing it, bringing it back to the Northwest Institution. So I like oh, yeah. that. Say what's up to AFI. we're going to go into another song by you guys. And this is a song called Song 159. Who wants to introduce this one?
Yeah, I will. This song is about learning to love yourself,
awesome.
Even though it can be very hard with other voices kind of creeping in
yes.
and kind of coming out of that.
Absolutely. All right, Song 159, it's TV Star here on Loud and Local. You can catch them July 18th at Alma.
I hate the view.
It's Loud and Local here on KISW, the Rock of Seattle, and we're going to go into another song here by TV Star. But first, I kind of want to know about, you know, what if people can't make it out to these shows, whether they have night jobs, they got families to take care of, or, you know, whatever it may be, what's the best way to support you guys? Is there a way to that you prefer people to check out the music?
Well, I mean, it is obviously all over all the streaming platforms, and our EP came out on a label, formerly Seattle label, currently Baltimore label, called Painter Man Records. And you can order the vinyl from them.
Yeah.
And you can also, on our Bandcamp, we have like all of our merch listed and some tapes and a CD version of the EP, but I would, you know, strongly recommend buying the record from Painter Man Records.
Awesome.
From Baltimore.
Cool. And you guys are on Instagram, TV Star, right?
Yeah, TV Star on Instagram. On Twitter, the same thing.
I think so.
Cool.
We're easy to find.
Easy to find, right? You guys going to be busy playing some killer shows. Again, July 18th at Alma with Super Crush, Dog Breath, and New You. And... you know, you guys were fascinated with the buttons here on the radio station with some of the boink boink and those things. So, who can do the best radio DJ, cheesy radio DJ voice?
Oh no!
Oh,
it's obviously Brian.
No, no.
I can't.
Not good with
it. I can go. I'm boy. Yoing.
Adi.
Che, can you do it?
I'm feeling a little horse today.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys, who's it gonna be?
Tucker, come on.
We gotta do your voice. So here's the thing. This is what I like to do. So you guys were fascinated. You're in the world of the rock radio DJs. You gotta play the game, man. If you want to step into these, you know, into the studio.
Do we have some copy?
Can we have a script?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So right. You're listening to Loud and Local, or you're just listening to KISW. Keep it easy. This is your name from TV Star, and the song is Room. So, you know, keep it, and you could be as boisterous. I want you to pretend like you're on like an 80s morning zoo, wacky,
yeah,
boing, boing,
and so we can cut this if it doesn't work out.
No.
Okay, where?
This is a one and done situation.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, good morning, Seattle. This is Tucker from TV Star.
Keep going.
What's the song called?
Room.
This. Wait. No, we'll start it over.
Okay.
Good morning, Seattle. This is Tucker from TV Star. You're listening to KISW, and coming up next, Room.
football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.